Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. That was a big win last night for the Los Angeles Chargers, although to listen to it on TV, it sounded like the Los Angeles Raiders, didn't it?
Absolutely, but, you know, I almost didn't make it here this morning again.
Again?
Man, it... So, apparently, my app on my Lyft isn't working. And so, you know, I use Lyft to get here every morning. And so, yesterday, I woke up to get a Lyft, and I couldn't get it. So, I had to call, think about it. So, then I called Evan to
You called our producer.
Yeah, to get me a Lyft, and then I could cash app him the money. So he did it for me yesterday. Then the same thing happened today. But I figured out what happened is I got suspended because I didn't tip the dude, I guess. And I gave him an attitude.
The conspiracy.
So he reported me. He reported me to Lyft, so they suspended me.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%.
I've never heard.
You found out?
So my app, I went in there to do it, and it said, we have a problem. And so I went to the message thing, and it explained why.
But I've never heard, okay.
It didn't say exactly why. Because I gave him an attitude.
I've never heard somebody get suspended for not giving a tip.
I'm telling you,
it sounds like that you didn't give a tip because you had a problem with the driver, right?
Well, you know, I gave him a little attitude because he was complaining.
About what?
I told him to move faster.
So you were yelling at him like a New York City taxi.
Pretty much. I just was telling him he was going like, first of all, he was going like 5 miles an hour.
Keyshawn,
so I'm like, dude, come on, man. I got to, you know, I had to go get my cut. So I had to get my hair cut. Then when I went to get the cut, I needed to get back to be able to start to watch the games on Sunday. So this all occurred on Sunday. And so I'm just now learning I got suspended.
You know what the worst
is? So I had to call Evan again this morning. And then, you know, he didn't understand why it was happening. So I had to get him to do it for me again.
Then you just got to download the Uber app.
Victoria and I tried to do that all day yesterday.
What do you mean, John? You couldn't download the Uber app?
It was something weird.
Yesterday there was all kinds of problems on apps. Yeah.
Gmail went down. There was hacking issues. Instagram went down.
We tried to do it yesterday doing the show multiple times during our breaks. She kept trying to work with me. You know what the worst is?
But
I don't even care, though, now. I got Evan, so I'm good.
I got Evan. Evan, you key sugar daddy?
You get into the car, and the light, you know this light's going to be 5 minutes if they don't take the turn right now. And you get into the car, and they start looking, okay, where are we going? No, please, please, just make this light,
man,
please.
The dude, first of all, he should have went over the Brooklyn Bridge on Sunday. Yep. I mean, I'm sorry, he should have went over the Manhattan Bridge. And then he went over the Brooklyn Bridge. And I'm like, I tried to direct him and tell him. And then I told him, just go down 278 because it's a lot faster than going all the way around.
You're supposed to be the laid-back California dude.
No, not when...
This is what New York City has done to you.
Not when I'm paying you my damn money.
Take 278. Take the west side. What are you doing?
Do you know how bad you had to be in that car for them to suspend you? Yeah.
But...
Angry man.
Here's the problem I'm facing.
Don't set the wrong tone for us, Keith.
I am trusting this man with my Uber account every day.
Yeah.
I am learning this information... After I've
Evan, don't
used
try
my
to call
account
Ubers.
To get him two rides.
One star for you, Evan. One star yeah, moving forward for Evan Wilner.
Who
knew Evan Wilner was 6'4", an angry person?
My picture does show up. And,
Evan Wilner, he's African-American.
And I do not look like Keyshawn Johnson.
So this morning,
So the guy's expecting me to be standing there, and Key is standing outside his building getting in the car.
So this morning that happened. This morning, Max, it happened. And I called Evan on speaker. And I go, Evan, guess what? He goes, what? I said, so the driver, he's listening to 98.7. And he's listening. They're talking Yankees or whatever. I say, hey, I know what he's listening to. I go, hey, what are you listening to? He goes, oh, ESPN Radio. Oh, I said, oh, yeah, that's cool. You like sports? He goes, yeah. I said, what do you think about that Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show? And he looks in the mirror. And he goes, ha ha, that's you. I know it all the whole time in the building. I knew it was you. I was like, no, my name is Evan. He goes, no, I listen to you every single morning. I know the voice. I know what you look like. So I hit Evan. I called Evan. It was the funniest thing ever. Because I tried to I'm Evan Wilner. I don't look like an Evan Wilner. Not a even close. But, hey.
You could be an Evan Wilner. I mean, a parallel universe.
No. I could also be an Oakland Raider fan in Los Angeles.
I love one of those. I love when you transition.
Well, I'm saying I could also be an Oakland Raider fan in Los Angeles.
You are an Oakland Raider fan.
Wait, hold on. I could also be an Oakland Raider fan in Los Angeles that turned into a Las Vegas Raider fan that happens to be in L.A. that took over SoFi Stadium.
Well, I mean, it's because they were the L.A. Raiders. Look, that I know that I know that L.A. is a Raiders town. I lived there for 6 years, did afternoon drive. I get it. It's a Raiders town. This is what I'm saying. Not when it's a flash in the pan type of season, like the Giants win the Super Bowl out of nowhere and then they go back to being mediocre. Mm-hmm. But when you see a build, when you see a slow build and a star quarterback and talent, and now they're in L.A., they're not in San Diego, the Chargers, and the Raiders are in Vegas. It's not like, oh, maybe we'll get them back in L.A. because it's not like Oakland. They got facilities. They got everything. I'm not saying the Chargers will become more popular than the Raiders. I'm Never. Saying you can start to make inroads in terms of popularity.
They won't be more popular than UCLA football in L.A.
Man, not anytime
soon. UCLA football is hot garbage.
I hear what you're saying, Key, but Justin Herbert, it's different.
Yeah, they have a very team. They have a very good team in a future quarterback that could probably wind up somewhere very special as his career continues to go. But it ain't like that.
But though. You know what, Max? We may never get the same fanfare that the Raiders get. I don't care if I have Justin Herbert. I don't care.
Yeah, you got to care because if you only get 15,000 people in your stadium.
At first, that's what I'm saying. It's not that you become more popular than the Raiders right away or ever necessarily. It's that the 15 becomes 20, becomes 25.
By then, his career going to be over.
In the 80s.
Hell.
Why are you hating, man?
I'm not hating. I'm telling. Wait, hold on, Jay and Max. I lived in L.A. 50 years.
I was the mayor of Los Angeles.
You'll never convince me of a city in which I live in and I know through and through that the Chargers are going to even put a dent in that city.
Oh, I'm not saying the Chargers will be the Raiders. I'm saying
no, not even the Raiders.
Let me get a sliver of the market share.
It's not going
to
happen.
If I have Justin Herbert and he continues to ascend and he becomes more and more famous, let me get a small sliver of it. I don't need the whole pie.
Jay, you were a little kid when this happened. Key, you might remember this. In the 80s in New York, the Yankees were the team, right? And it wasn't just the Mets popped out of nowhere. It's that they came up with Doc Gooden and Darryl Strawberry. They were good, and then they were great, and they won the World Series. And I'm not saying it was a permanent flip. Yankees are bigger than the Mets. But for a minute there in the 80s, they really made inroads, and they actually, for a while, became the most popular team. That's not going to be the Chargers in L.A. anytime soon. My point is, and Jay's point, Key, is you can increase your popularity in that town when it's not just, oh, one season you're good, but when people can see it coming.
I just want y'all to believe me. People are not walking around Los Angeles, California with Charger gear on.
Not yet.
Not today. Not tomorrow. There's three teams, professional teams. There's only three professional teams.
Those uniforms look pretty good, man.
In Los Angeles.
You might be seeing a lot more Justin Herbert jerseys.
There's only three teams in Los Angeles that's professional. The Lakers,
let's see.
The Dodgers, and the Raiders. The Rams are there. But those three teams, that's it. The Chargers are an Orange County team, which is not Los Angeles.
They were for sure in San Diego, the whole thing. I'm not arguing the pecking order.
No, we're not arguing. I'm just trying to explain to you the pecking order. I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Justin Herbert.
They don't rock with them like that.
Eighth most popular jersey in the NFL.
Yeah.
Eighth most popular jersey in the NFL. Justin Herbert. I'm just saying the name recognition. I'm not saying it's going to translate all the way to L.A.
Here's the bottom line, Key. Would you agree or disagree with this statement? Can the Chargers become more popular in Los Angeles over time than they are today?
It depends on how many Super Bowl championships they bring over that period of time. Because you have to assume the Lakers and the Dodgers are going to continue to be 1-2-2-1 ping pong back and forward championship pedigree, all of that. You have to assume USC's football is going to get back on top at some point in time. Maybe Urban Meyer, who knows? You have to assume. The Chargers are a San Diego, South Orange County team.
Wait, I asked just what it is. Simple
yes, no question.
LA can't answer it simply. No, it's not. I can answer it simply, which is no.
They can never become more popular than they are now. Ever.
Come on, man.
Okay.
It's that we get the break. I gotta go to break.
But Jay, you know what's real? See that attitude? That is it. They have an uphill climb because people in LA are like, that's not LA. It's going to take some time.
I'm with you.
How many? Put it this way. Okay, we got a break.
We start the day with the Chargers win on Monday Night Football. Start the Day is brought to you by Indeed. Hire right now at Indeed.com. The Chargers have beaten the Chiefs and Raiders in back-to-back weeks, so we're asking on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, who's the best team in the NFL? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And there's another AFC West team upset about more than just their first loss of the year.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get right to it because it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So we talked about this yesterday, and we'll talk more of last night's game throughout the show, but with 3 seconds left in Sunday's game against the Broncos, the Ravens decided not to take a knee to run out the clock and instead chose to tie a 44-year-old NFL rushing record. Up 23-7, Harbaugh had Lamar Jackson run 5 yards, which allowed Baltimore to record its 43rd straight game of 100 yards rushing and tie the Steelers' NFL record. So naturally, on Monday morning, Broncos head coach Vic Fangio was asked about it, and John Harbaugh was asked to respond to Fangio. Here is both head coaches.
Did you have a problem with the last play that Baltimore ran?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bull. But I expected it from them. You know, I've 37 years in pro ball. I've never seen anything like that. So, but it was to be expected, and we expected it.
Why did you expect it from them?
Because I just know how they operate. You know, that's just their, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
I promise you, I'm not going to give that insult one second thought. That's what's meaningful. What's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them. Their concerns are definitely not our concerns.
All right, guys, what do you think of Vic Fangio going at John Harbaugh?
First of all, you're not going to get injured on a play that's running out the clock at the end when the offensive line is basically sealing it off and your defensive unit is not hustling to the play to make a play.
Do you think there's a threat in there anywhere?
No, I said you're not going to get
hurt. No, I'm saying, but do you think that Vic Fangio is – there's a threat in there anywhere? Like, hey, when you do that, you become a target?
No, I don't think that. I think he just was – he was upset that they ran another play, even though he was running plays at the end of the game to try to score when you clearly was going to lose the game. And on top of that, Vic Fangio is the same dude, man, a year or two ago talked about there was no racism in the National Football League. He didn't see it in 37 years. You coaching, and you ain't seen none of that in 37 years. You ain't seen nothing. You nothing at all. Everybody worked hard to get their jobs. Got it. Now Lamar Jackson gets a record for the Baltimore Ravens. You take issue with that because what? You couldn't stop them over the course of the game and they decided they had one play left in them to break the record? Why? I don't understand what the issue is. It's not that big of a deal. You have a player coach in Harbaugh who wants his team to eclipse the 43-0 record. What's the problem?
It's just an old man get off my lawn type of moment. That's what it feels like for Vic Fangio, right? Just little things that bother you that you start expressing anger over. My whole thing is it's not like they disrespected the game. Like they tried to run up the score. They went for a 5-yard run. Go stop it. Go stop it. Play that. You know, coaches always talk about the coaching speak key. You play until the clock goes zero on the scoreboard. Play until the clock goes zero. If you have an issue with it, stop it. Don't let them get the 5-yard run. Beat them in that mental game that they're playing.
This isn't play Greg Schiano against the New York Giants taking a dive at people's knees when the game was clearly over and they're kneeling down. This is not that. This is, oh, we're going to go off tackle to the left. We're going to seal it off. He's going to slide down. He's going to get the record. And your defensive players are going to jog to the plate. They were not hustling to the plate.
The only thing I can think, first of all, here's the point that wins the entire argument. Vic Fangio didn't stop trying to score, right?
That's like, what I said. So,
right, that's what you said.
Yeah.
That argument over. Case closed. Here's the question philosophically.
Look, they ain't running to the play. Nobody over there is running to the play.
Here's the question I have philosophically about this issue, because this is the only argument I can see, which is someone might say, you should only be trying to set a record in the pursuit of winning the game. If the game is already won and now you just run a play in order to set a record, that's weaker than if it just happens in the course of the game.
Yeah, Vic Fangio just want to complain, man.
I go back to my point then, Matt. Max, if that's the issue, then stop it. Then stop it. Play defense.
I agree with you. Like, the winning argument is what Key said, which is, the other side is still playing. If the other side is still playing, why are you not allowed to play?
And I go back to what Harbaugh said. What's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them.
Yeah.
That's how he coaches.
Von Miller didn't complain. He wasn't mad. But another thing is, it's your defense that gave up 100 yards. It's your defense, the defensive coordinator. You don't want that on your record.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I feel like those are things that happen as coaches. Like, you don't need to speak publicly about it. Just mark that one, mark it down, and know that next time you – but if it does bother you, Key, don't speak publicly about it. Mark it down and know that next time you play them, you're going to set a different example.
Well, that was Straight Talk Wireless Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. And then there is Vic Fangio's former boss, who might be in jeopardy of losing his own locker room.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
I don't know why there's a need to tell you who the starter is going to be. You can answer that question in so many different ways where you don't have to answer the question. You can say Justin Fields played one hell of a game. We were able to do things with him that we haven't done before. He's our starter for now. When I say for now, that means that could change tomorrow. That means Andy Dalton could be our starter if he comes back and if he's healthy. I just feel like every time I hear him talk, he continues to confuse people more and more and more. Less should be more for Matt Nagy. And that's the part that as a, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys ever met these people, that when you talk to them, sometimes it just feels like you're always trying to tell me about how smart you are. And that's what Matt Nagy reminds me of. It's like, hey, I'm smarter than you. I know the secret sauce. You don't know the secret sauce. So let me just keep telling you why I know the secret sauce and you don't. That's what it feels like. And that's problematic and bothersome to me as a fan.
Well, he's not going to tell you, Jay, that Andy Dalton is the starter because Andy Dalton is not the starter. Andy Dalton will not touch the field again this year. He will not see the field at all this year.
I disagree with that.
Only way he sees the field is if Justin Fields have horrible games the next couple games to a point where,
for Matt Nagy. I know, listen, I'm not saying he's made a lot of mistakes. I get it in terms of communicating to the media and all this stuff. And he's not a brilliant head coach, it doesn't seem. But they draft Justin Fields. They move up to take him. Yes. They've never had a great quarterback since Sid Luckman, which is the same thing as saying you never had a great quarterback.
Because we wasn't born then.
We weren't born yet. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 85, and they're a football-crazed town. So they finally get a guy. Looks like he could be the one. You want to handle that right. And by handle that right, I don't mean the locker room at this moment. I don't mean the fan base right now or the media. I mean by Justin Fields, you want to handle it right. You want to develop into a great quarterback. Now, Key, Jay, I understand there were extenuating circumstances. He starts to see preseason, it's like, yeah, he should be QB1, right? Then Andy Dalton gets hurt. You got to put him in. Yeah. And once you put him in, boy, it's tough to take him out.
You're not going
to
do it.
But to me, in a perfect world, let me ask you this, Key.
You're never going
to
take him out.
In a perfect world, let's say Andy Dalton hadn't gotten hurt or anything like that. How long would you have waited to put Justin Fields in?
3-4 games, depending on what our record was like. But the perfect world has now been shattered. My plan has been derailed.
Got to adjust.
So now I have to adjust sooner than what I wanted to. I cannot go back to Andy Dalton because I just won with Justin Fields, who was 11 of 17 for 200 yards in a pick. Whatever. We won the damn game. My players in my locker room are energized, and we can tell they're energized by number one, not by 14. By number one. So if I make a decision now to go back to Andy Dalton, those veterans in that locker room, I'm going to lose. And I can't afford to lose them because if I put Andy Dalton in and I lose them, now guess what? We lose games. I did this last year with Mitch Trubisky. If I'd have just rolled with Mitch Trubisky the entire way, who knows what'll happen?
What's so funny, Jay?
Because Key is thinking like Keyshawn Johnson. He's not thinking like Matt Nagy. Like, you're thinking too practically. That makes too much sense. I don't think Matt Nagy thinks that way. I don't think he's wired that way.
Jay, did you hear what the coach said? The coach said, we basically reserve the right to make a decision.
But we already know that. Why do you have to state that? We know that you reserve.
Because he's being asked by reporters about what it is that he needs to do and when he's going to make a decision on the quarterback situation.
Okay. What would you have said? You're Matt Nagy. You're at the podium.
Hold on, let me finish my point real quick.
Go ahead.
I guarantee you we're going to see Andy Dalton.
No.
Okay. Next three opponents, at Raiders, Packers, Bucks, at Bucks. I guarantee you when Andy Dalton is healthy, we're going to see Andy Dalton again. I know what you guys are saying. Hey, you're going to lose the locker room. I'm just trying to tell you, it's been proven throughout the course of time. If you want to know somebody's habits, look at the body of work. Matt Nagy's body of work lets you know how he sees it. And in his mind, he's already stated who QB1 is. If he didn't have to state it, there would be no need for him to state it again to a certain degree.
Jay, don't know if you...
We can have a good bet on that,
Keith. I don't
know
if you remember 2 weeks ago, Justin Fields hurt his hand. And all three quarterbacks were being evaluated. And what did I say? I said, man, the dude's starting. Justin Fields is going to be a starter. I don't give a damn what Matt Nagy is telling you about all three quarterbacks are being evaluated. And what happened on Sunday? Justin Fields was a starter. That's just his pattern. He's going to tell you those things because that's what he does as a head coach when he knows the starting quarterback is number one. They're not going back to Andy Dalton. Okay. He is not going to lose those veteran players in that locker room.
Jay, you've said what you have. Here's a way to communicate it if you're the head coach. Key, let me hear. How would you deliver that message if you are, if you're coach, if you're Nagy? What would you have said in that situation?
About the, who's going to be the starting quarterback? I would have said, you know, right now, Justin Fields is our guy. You know, he did a tremendous job for us, helping us to win this game. Our team is energized about it. Andy Dalton has to get healthy. We have Nick Foles as our number two until such due time that Andy's available. And in the end, you know, we drafted this young man to be a guy who certainly is a leader. He's growing. He's got a lot to learn. We're going to continue to help him evolve in these situations, and we're excited to have him here.
Coach, what about when Andy Dalton gets healthy?
Well, right now, we're just concentrating on where we're at right now. And where we're at is that Justin Fields, our starting quarterback, and Andy continues to try to get healthy, and he's seeing the trainers every single day, and he certainly wants to be out there. But for us, you know, Justin Fields is the guy.
Great. So you said that. Let's hear what Matt Nagy said again.
Like we said this whole time, you know, when Andy's healthy, right, when he's healthy, he's our starter. He's the one. Justin's the two. Nick's the three. So what's been great about this, you know, the last couple of weeks is Justin's had the opportunity to play and get significant snaps, and he's grown from it. So now we just got to see, like, where is Andy's health at? Honestly, the next 2 days will be revealing to us. And then once that happens and we get a feel for where he is, then we as coaches decide, okay, hey, where are we at right now? How do we feel he is percentage-wise, Andy, to be able to go into that game as the starter?
There's his out right there. I
hear an out, but why even it headlines, right? Well, we talk all the time in media. I'm just trying to tell you. People say, oh, well, you know, what's your headline statement? And then tell the people why. His headline statement was, Andy is our quarterback one. He's QB one. He starts off by saying that.
I'm leaving myself wiggle room, OJ.
But why are you even saying that?
It really is a good question. I hear what you said. It's very similar to what Coach said, with one exception. You never said Andy Dalton is our QB one.
Yeah, but I'm not. But if I say Andy Dalton isn't our QB one, then several weeks ago I said Andy Dalton was our QB one. You're going to bring that up and say, well, you said a couple weeks ago he was still the starter if he's healthy.
But you didn't say it when I asked you as coach.
I understand I didn't say it, but I'm telling you why he said what he said. Because if he didn't say that, Max, that Andy Dalton is a starter, a QB1 if he's healthy, you would go back to what he said several weeks ago and be like, well, you said this.
So, Jay, like what Key is saying. I'm trying to, like, resolve this and, like, figure out. What Key is saying is you have a couple of different, like, it's a route tree, right? You have a couple different routes you can take.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the one that Key took, and as coach, where he doesn't say Andy Dalton's my QB1, but you had said that a couple weeks ago, now you're dealing with a different set of problems. Now you're dealing with the media saying, wait a minute, something has changed now.
What's changed?
What's changed? Well, if you do say what Matt Nagy said,
but
now,
something has changed is Andy Dalton is hurt. So, like, just for the time being, like, that's what's changed. That's pretty obvious. It doesn't turn into a whole different narrative that spins out of control.
Yeah, but if I don't endorse him as a starting quarterback when he's healthy, and I just avoid that, then it becomes problematic to me.
Who gives me the best chance to win games?
But, Jay, you got to understand what he's saying. You really got to listen to what he's saying.
I don't, because I don't speak Matt Nagy. I don't speak that language. I don't know what he's been saying, Keith. That's my point.
We want to evaluate him over the next couple of days.
Oh, jeez.
Then we will determine based on percentage of what we – see, that percentage is going to be low. It's just it's one of those deals where, how's your ankle? I think I'm fine, coach. I can play. Well, why don't you get some more ice? Just go see the trainer.
So the question is, what creates more of a problem? People saying, wait a minute, coach, you're not saying he's a starter now, you said it then. Or saying that he is the starter if healthy, and Jay and others saying, wait a minute, you're starting Andy Dalton after what Justin Fields just did? And Matt Nagy seems to think the way he did it is better. And Jay is saying, no, the other way would have been better.
He's at a press conference, man. The coaches are at a press conference. He's dancing. He's dancing. And some guys, Max, are not good at dancing.
No, and that's what Jay,
that's
you
what
seem,
I've been saying.
Some guys aren't good
this the whole
at dancing.
Time.
But my whole point is, are you really, okay, before we move on from this, because it's getting ready to give me Advils, a headache, do you believe that he's going to start Andy Dalton?
It's not about.
Well, I'm asking, do you believe that?
I can't answer the question. Let me answer it. It's about how you handle situations and what kind of environment that continues to create, regardless of whatever decision you make. When you start saying a lot of different things and you don't know how to dance with the media, that starts to trickle down into the locker room. Like, oh, here this dude goes.
No,
talking.
Because they see they there.
Well, I hear
day.
That, but answer the question though, Jay. Like, do you think you said earlier that you think he will start Andy Dalton at some point?
I don't know why you would state that he is your QB1 if you don't have a plan for when he's healthy again, that he will be your starter eventually.
Because he's never going to be healthy in our eyes as long as Justin Fields is continuing to win and
play
games.
You know what's great about this? This is what's great about sports. We can argue till we're blue in the face, and then something will happen.
We'll get a chance to watch.
And we will find out. Dale in North Carolina is on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, wants to weigh in on Matt Nagy. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys. Nice to hear you. You're doing too much talking. Keyshawn, nobody wants to hear that soliloquy. You said a lot but didn't say nothing. I agree with Jay. He could shut these press conferences down on Monday. The starter will be a game-time decision, period. That's what Belichick would do. That's what a addicted type guy would do. All this guy... Nagy is kind of flaky to me. He's one of these woke coaches that you guys love. Too much talking, and he never gives you an answer. His answers allow the reporters to ask even more. Shut it down. Starter will be a game-time decision. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong. You're right, Dale. Tell him, Dale.
Starter will be a game-time decision is the same thing as saying we're evaluating him.
When did you start defending Matt Nagy? When did this happen?
Well, Key, we got to move on, but I would say this.
There's no defending.
Key, I hear what you're saying.
You got to be realistic, Jay.
You're reading between the lines. He actually did say Andy Dalton's the starter if healthy. He actually said those words.
Yes, but he's not going to ever be healthy.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance and all guests on the Goodyear Hotline.
Got a headache.
Go see the trainer again. He'll never be healthy.
Oh, Dan.
Dalton is crushing it with the
crushing
hair.
It with the hair.
I just pointed to Max with the whole hair. I literally just pointed to him, though, Dan.
Chopping wood in the mountain.
When I saw him, I pointed to Max. It was like, seriously?
Dan Graziano giving the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right.
A lumberjack.
He looks good.
We're going to play hot news or not news.
I want to put a helmet on that guy. Look at that thing.
Oh.
We're going to play hot news or not
news.
Are
we? Are we going to talk about the Bears?
We're going to start with the Bears.
Bears.
Can you please be Matt, the tiebreaker for this?
Matt Nagy saying Andy Dalton will be the starter when healthy. This is what it comes to. Key is saying basically not news. Jay saying hot news. Is it hot news or not news?
It's not news because he's what he's been saying all along. Like,
yes.
Nothing's really changed from Matt Nagy's standpoint. I agree, by the way, that this is a case of somebody that isn't great in the press conference. Right? He's not communicating publicly whether it's he's holding something back that he doesn't want to say or whether he's just not able to get the message about his plan across. I think it's probably the first thing. I mean, if he doesn't think Justin Fields is ready, then I don't think he wants to come out and say that because it's an insult to the young man. So that's my suspicion on what's going on here. But yeah, it is the story that keeps on giving, isn't it?
It's not news at all because – from my experience in dealing with coaches, when a player's injured and a coach takes over and he's balling, the coach will extend that injury as long as he needs to keep getting W so he doesn't lose his locker room.
You know why it's hot news? Just look at the history. Matt Nagy was the play caller last year. It didn't work out well. Mitchell Trubisky, he goes over to Nick Foles. He passes the playmaking calls over to Bill Lazor. He comes back. I'm the guy now. We got the right quarterback. Hey, we got QB1, Andy Dalton. I'm the play caller. You know what? I'm not the play caller anymore. Bill Lazor's the play caller now. I'm just confused about the whirlwind of the roller coaster ride, Dan. That it's a roller coaster ride.
I you know what, Jay? I agree with you. I think it's hot news because he said the words, Andy Dalton is a starter. Key, I know he said when healthy, and then Andy Dalton will never be healthy. But at this moment, he said Andy Dalton's a starter.
He ain't going to be healthy. Trust me.
Hot news or not news, Justin Herbert beating the Chiefs and Raiders in back-to-back weeks. Mm. Dan Graziano.
It's hot news. I mean, are the Chargers the best team in the AFC West? Like, are they the favorites over the Chiefs now? Like, this is big.
He's reading my notes.
We know Justin Herbert can. We saw this last year. We know they can score. Derwin James back on defense matters a lot. And the fact that he's healthy, which he hasn't been for most of his career, makes a big difference on that side of the ball. They look all around great. My only issue with the Chargers is I feel like they're kind of like the Cowboys of the AFC. But every time we start to think, oh, this is it, they're really going to cash in on it, they let us down. But boy, do they look good.
Yes, it's hot news. There's no question about it. Not did they just beat the Chiefs and the Raiders. You got to look at Derwin James. Closing speed, Dan, was unbelievable watching on TV. He was out of the screen, then all of a sudden he appears in the screen. That says a lot to me. And Austin Eckler at running back. I see why they moved on from
Melvin Gordon.
I almost called him Melvin Ingram. Melvin Gordon. I see why they decided to say, bye-bye, see you later. Because they seen what Eckler could bring to the table.
Yeah, he's been doing it.
I keep thinking Kyler Murray small. Then I see Austin Eckler. I'm like, oh, wow, that's how tall is he?
Who's bigger?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good Kyler Murray.
Well,
Austin
Kyler
Eckler.
Murray, I think, is bigger than Eckler.
You think?
Eckler,
taller. Eckler looks by, like he's 5'8",
5'9". Yeah, he was standing next to them linemen. He looked
those little backs, though, they can hide.
I like him a lot, though.
I'll tell you, and Justin Herbert is just different. I mean, we had this whole thing about him penetrating the L.A. market in time and getting a sliver of that market share. I don't know how you're not a Justin Herbert fan.
So they both 5'10". Evan just jumped in my ear and said,
No way Kyler Murray and Austin Eckler
both listed
height.
At 5'10".
Listed.
No, they probably legitimately 5'10".
I was listed at 6'4".
NBA 6'4".
I'm fooled. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to go.
It is hot news, and I get the feeling that the Chargers have turned a corner there, that it's not like you're just waiting for the collapse anymore. Justin Herbert's different. Yeah, Phillip Rivers was excellent. You could see that right away. Justin Herbert is specially talented. Hot news or not news, Vic Fangio bashes the Ravens for their attempt late in the game at that record. Hot news or not news?
I think this story is a not news, right? Because I think like what the Ravens did is pretty inoffensive in the grand scheme of things. They weren't trying to run up the score. They didn't run some kind of super high risk play. I think there's some sour grapes here with Vic Fangio. If there's news, it's him saying player safety is secondary to them about the Ravens, and that's a little bit of a rough thing to say. But I don't think what the Ravens did qualifies as big or hot news because it was harmless.
Yeah, it's not hot news for what Dan is saying, but it's hot news because Vic Fangio opened up his mouth again about something, and that's the only reason why. You know, and for me, it's like he's always saying something. It's not that big of a deal. It's 3 damn yards or whatever it was. And they sealed it off so nobody would get hurt.
Yeah.
The defense didn't even run to the ball, basically. They trotted to the ball, and he slid down. It
looked like they set it up beforehand.
Hey, man, we getting ready to do this for Lamar. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Vic Fangio just reminds me of one of those uncles that a lot of my friends had at their barbecues. And they're like, hey, let me tell you about what happened in 1935. Like, it just feels like he's that old guy kind of like always complaining about something.
We're all going to be that uncle eventually if we aren't already.
Fair point.
It's hot news because of Vic Fangio.
Fair point.
It is hot news because of Vic Fangio. He went right at Harbaugh over something that he should not have gone at Harbaugh for. And now, therefore, we're talking about it. Hot news or not news?
Uh-oh.
Urban Meyer apologizes. Following that viral video that showed him in not such a great situation.
I mean,
hot news or not news, Dan Graziano?
It's hot news. I mean, what is this? How's the Urban Meyer thing going so far? Pretty good. Like, I don't understand. What has he done well or correctly since he got this job? And right now, I mean, what I don't like about it, like we talk about people that don't do the press conference well, this guy straight up lies. Like pretty much every time he talks, like he's like, oh, I stayed behind to hang out with my grandchildren. Were they the ones holding the camera? I didn't see them in the video. So I don't understand exactly where he's coming from on that. He strikes me as the kind of guy who feels like he can do anything he wants and not explain himself. And I just don't think being in the NFL that's the case.
We got 20 seconds. Hot,
very hot, but we're going to elaborate on this later on in the show. So
it's hot. Go ahead.
It's hot. I'll save my opinion for that later.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.